The Clemens Pork Processing Facility broke ground last week. Sam, when's the last time in this area there has been a processor for pork?
Actually, there hasn't been a state-of-the-art facility built in the U.S. for quite some time of that scale. Indiana Packing Company down in northwest Indiana was probably the last one built, and that would have been in the early 90s, so this is kind of exciting.
As far as picking Michigan, Sam, why was that area in the Ohio-Indiana region picked for the Clemens opening?
Well, I think there was a multiple number of factors involved. Access to the facility is one. It's a pretty good location in terms of accessibility from the highway system, just being a short distance off 69 and not too far from 94 or the turnpike. I think that was a consideration. And also, was in proximity to a large area of hog production, which also I'm sure factored into it. And I know the Clemens group were looking at expanding and looking at some other areas as well, but in the end, it appeared like the most lucrative deal for them would be to come to Michigan, and so we were kind of excited to have that happen.
I know they broke ground last week, and they're expecting to be opening for processing in 2017. What could that mean in the next 2 years as hog farmers are ramping up some production and anticipating that opening?
Well, I think, whether a producer in this part of the Corn Belt or in the state for that matter sells them any hogs or not, it's still going to be a positive impact on the hog market. Currently, the way they are structured, about 80% of their production will be supplied by the producer investor owners that are involved in the facility, and those owners are from Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan. But that means that they will still need to buy about 20% of their needs on the open market, and so there will be some opportunities for other producers to sell hogs to them as well. But having another player come into the area, as I mentioned earlier, regardless of whether or not a producer ever sells them a hog, it's going to impact positively the market in this area.
And Sam, any other comments on the opening of the plant?
It's an exciting thing for Michigan. It really is. We have been without a major pork processor in Michigan since 1998 when Thornapple Valley closed, and that has put producers in this part of the Corn Belt at a little bit of a competitive disadvantage. If you look at what the market for live hogs in the Corn Belt is now as it was opposed to when Thornapple was operating, back during that period, the Eastern Corn Belt market was typically a little bit higher than the Western Corn Belt. After Thornapple discontinued operation, the Eastern Corn Belt has actually evolved into being a little bit lower than the Western Corn Belt simply because there's more competition for the supply of hogs in the western part of the Corn Belt. So this will help mitigate that a bit. And so in that regard, it's, again, a very exciting thing for producers in this area.